Last year we learned that while the Mishnah says that it is mutter for two men to be nisyachid with one woman, however, the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, that this is true only in the case where the men are ksherim. But in the case where the men are prutsim, they're not scrupulous in their observance, so then it's also even for one woman to be alone with two men. There's a question, lahalocha, whether who exactly qualifies as ksherim in this context. The Rambam Shita is that ksherim over here means like Rav Hanina bar Poppy v'chaverov, and anything less than that falls into the category of prutsim, and therefore the Rambam paskins that nicely we have to assume that everybody is a parutz, and therefore a woman can never be mishachid with two men, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and that's Minug Sfar. But the Ran maintains that Stam Jews are becheskas ksherim, and therefore ordinarily we can assume that two firm men are in the category of ksherim, and a woman is allowed to be misyachid with two men who are kosher. And that is the psak of the Ramah, and that is the Minog Ashkenaz. So what comes out, as we saw last week, is that a woman is not allowed to be misyachid with two prutsim, and she is allowed to be misyachid with two ksherim. Now this leads to a question, an obvious question, the halacha, which is debated by the Pesachim. And that is, what is the halacha in the case where you have two men, one of whom is kosher, and one of whom is parutz? Echad kosher ve'echad parutz. Is that comparable to a case of two ksherim where yichud is mutter, or is it comparable to a case of two prutzim where yichud is asur? So this is the subject of a debate between the Beis Meir and the Marshal. The Marshal paskins that Echad Kosher Echad Porot is Mutter. The Beis Meir paskins that Echad Kosher Echad Porot is Osur. Now, if we think about this question on first principles, just on the basis of the Sforas that we've seen so far, so one could make the argument that this should really depend on a machlokes between the Rambam and the Tur, which we have already seen. You will recall that we saw the Rambam and the Tur debate whenever you have a case where you have a potential yichud situation in which one of the participants is, for one reason or another, definitely not choshud to participate in any avera. For example, you have several prutsim who are together with a woman, but one of the prutsim is ishtoi imoy, and therefore that parutz is shomur. We're confident that he will not participate in any goings on. Can that parutz serve as a shomer to prevent the yisur yichud from going into effect? So the Rambam maintains that he is a shomer. And in such a situation, the Isra of Yichud falls off because everybody is afraid, as the Vilna Gaon explains, everybody is afraid that that one person who's not a participant will be Megala, will spill the beans. If there's any avaris that happen, he won't have participated, he won't have any secret, he won't have a secret to share, and he'll be Megala Lesod, and therefore everybody is afraid of him, and there is no Isra Yichud. The Tur disagrees, and the Tur says, no, the Parutz will be Megala. The nature of a parutz to be megala, and therefore there is still an issur of yichud. And as we saw last time, the Gaon explains that this really depends on how to understand the din of noshim dait and kalos, the machlokes Rashi and the Ritva that we saw then. So now let's bring this machlokes to bear on the case that we are discussing now of echad kosher ve'echad parutz. So we have here a woman who is alone with two men, one of whom is kosher and one of whom is parutz. Now, the difference between a kosher and a parutz the difference in the psychology of a kosher and a poros. The Gemara says is that putzim lo michtafi mehadodi. Putzim are not boish, they're not embarrassed to be mezana in front of each other, and therefore there's a chash that they'll all be mezana together. Whereas ksherim, the implication is, are boish to be mezana in front of someone else. A kosher, a man who's kosher, if he's alone with a woman, there is a yetzer of arayas. But if there's another man present, so a kosher yid is boish, is embarrassed to the extent that he doesn't even have a Yetzirah, a viable Yetzirah at any event, to be mezaneh in the presence of another man. So here we have an Echad Kosher v'Echad Parutz. Presumably the kosher is boish to be mezaneh in front of the parutz. Even though the case might be made, one could perhaps argue that a kosher is only boish from another kosher, from a parutz, perhaps he's not boish. But I think a working assumption would be that since we find that Ksherim are boish, we don't find in the Gemara such a distinction that a kosher is boish from a kosher and not from a parutz. I think the working assumption would be that a kosher is boish and would not be mezane in front of the parutz. On the other hand, a parutz is not boish, and therefore the parutz over here potentially might be mezane. Although again, one might argue that perhaps a parutz is only not boish from another parutz. Perhaps a parutz is boish from a kosher. But again, I think the pashtus, the working assumption would be that putzim are not boish, and if they're not boish, they're not boish from anyone. So now we have two people, a kosher and a parutz. The kosher is boish, and the parutz is not. Which means that the kosher over here is not likely to be mezaneh, but the parutz is. So this should l'chaira fall into the machlokes between the Rambam and the Tur. According to the Rambam, who holds that whenever there's one person who's not a participant, who's not going to be mezaneh, so he is able to be a shomer for the whole situation and prevent the issur of yichud. So here, the kosher, who won't be mezaneh, is a shomer and he prevents the issur yichud from happening, even for the parutz, because the parutz is now afraid that the kosher will be megaleh and he won't be mezaneh. And therefore Yichud should be mutter. And that's the opinion of the Mashal. And in fact, that's basically, the Mashal doesn't quote the Rambam, the Mashal is fairly cryptic, but basically the Mashal seems to say that the reason why it's mutter is because the kosher won't be mezaneh, and the parutz is therefore also not going to be mezaneh because of the presence of the kosher. Which seems to mean what we're indicating along the lines of the Rambam. On the other hand, according to the Tur, who doesn't subscribe to the Rambam Svara, and who holds that if there's one person who won't be mezaneh, that's not a shomer, and that doesn't prevent the Yisur Yichud from going into effect. So here, even though the kosher won't be mezaneh, but the parutz might well be mezaneh, since he's not boish, and therefore according to the Tur, this should be this situation should be osur. That's how it would seem to be at first glance. Actually, however, if we think about it a little bit further, one could say that in this case, perhaps even the Tur would agree that it is mutter. Because, the Tur, whose shita the Tur is talking about, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Tur is talking about, is in the context of a case where you have a parutz, and the parutz is ish lo imoy, and therefore he won't be mezaneh. And the question that the Rambam and the Tur debate is whether that parutz can be a shomer for the other putzim. The Rambam says that he can, and the Tur says that he can't. The Tur says that he can't, so the Goyin explains that it's based on, that it has to do with the Svara. Well, the Goyin himself doesn't say this. The Goyin says that the Rambam is like Rashi, but we explained last time that the Tur is like the Ritva, who holds that Noshim Daitan Kalois means that Noshim, by their nature, because they're Daitan Kalois, even if they won't themselves be Mezaneh, they'll be Mechapeh, they'll cover up for each other. So the Torah presumably holds that Prutzim have that quality in common with Noshim, that they will be Mechapeh on each other, even if they themselves won't participate in the Avera. And therefore the Torah holds that even though you have one Parutz who won't be participating, who won't be Mezaneh because he's Ishti Yimai, but he's not a Shomer for everybody else, because they're not afraid that he'll be Megala. He's a parutz. He doesn't really care what other people do, and he's not a kanoi over here. He's not going to try to, he's not going to run to Beis Din with any lay information, and therefore nobody's afraid that the Poritz will be Megala. That's in the case of a Poritz. But here, we're talking about a case where you have an Echad Kosher, Echad Poritz. The Kosher is the one who's not going to be Mezani, he's the one who's Boish. Here, it's quite possible that the Tur might concede that the Poritz is afraid of the Kosher, since he knows that the Kosher himself won't be Mezana in his presence, and therefore the Kosher won't be a participant. Kosher is not Mechaper on Balei Avera. Therefore, it's quite possible that the Tur might concede in this case that the Kosher, who's not a participant, would be a Shomer, and perhaps even the Tur in this case would agree to the Mashal that there is no Isser of Yichud. Now, this is all resorting to the Svaros, the first principles. But what about from the Gemara itself? Is there any proof that we might be able to discover in the Gemara itself to this question of Echad Kosher ve'Echad Poritz? So there is one proof, a very beautiful proof, to the Shita of the Marshal, that Echad Kosher ve'Echad Poritz is Mutter, at least according to the Shita of the Rambam. And this proof is really brought by none other than the Beis Meir himself, who is the Bar Plukta, the opponent of this, of the Mashal on this issue. He points out that from the Gemara itself there would seem to be a proof to the Mashal. And the proof runs as follows. In the Gemara in Kiddushin that we saw, the Gemara quotes two halachas in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. The first halacha, which is the halacha that we've been discussing, is that even though the Mishnah says that Isha Achas Misyachedes is allowed to be alone with two men, but Omer Abiyud Omer Av Loi Shonu Ela B'Ksherim, this is only true if the two men are Ksherim, but B'Prutzim, if the men are Prutzim, then she's also to be Misyached with them. That's one halacha that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Av says in the Gemara. Then Rabbi Yehuda Omer Av says another halacha, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Av Loi Shonu Elo Bo'ir. This halacha of the Mishnah that two men are allowed to be alone with a woman applies only in town. But Baderech, if you have two men and a woman traveling together on a road, a lonely road where there are no other travelers present, so then two men is not enough. Then we require three men. Why? So Rabbi Yehuda Merav explains, because Baderech, we're afraid that one of the men is going to have to leave the road to go to Lasse Strachov, to go to the bathroom, and he's going to leave the other man behind with the woman, in which case we're going to have a situation of a man and a woman alone, a situation of Yichud. And therefore, Baderech, we always have to have three men together with the woman, in order that, if one man has to relieve himself and leave, there will still remain two men together with the woman, and therefore there won't be a situation of Yichud. So we have in the Gemara two halachas from Rabbi Yehuda Merav, two qualifications of the Mishnah that allows two men to be alone with a woman. Qualification number one, that the men have to be kosher and not porots. Qualification number two, that baderech, you have to have an extra man in order that if one of them relieve himself and leave, there should still be two men remaining. So then the Gemara goes on and brings a proof to these two halachas of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. The Gemara actually is broken up in half. The Gemara first brings the first halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav and brings this proof as it bears on the first halacha, and then it brings the second halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav and it brings the same proof as it bears on that halacha. And the proof is from a Mishnah Masechah Saita. The Mishnah Masechah Saita says that if a woman became a Saita, and now the husband has to bring her to Yerushalayim to drink the Mayim HaMe'orim, and the halacha is that until she drinks the Mayim HaMe'orim, the husband is not allowed to have relations with his wife who has become a Saita. And here the husband is taking his wife to Yerushalayim, and this woman is now also to him. And therefore the Mishnah says that the man and the woman, the husband and wife, are Osir B'Yichud, they're not allowed to be Misyached with each other. So the Mishnah says that they would send two Talmidei Chachamim to chaperone this husband and wife on their way to Yerushalayim, and therefore to prevent an Isser
of Yichud taking place. So the Gemara asks, why is it that these two men have to be Talmidei Chachamim? Why not just take two men off of the street? So the Gemara says, apparently this is a proof to Rabbi Yehuda Merav that you have to have Ksherim and not Prutzim. And therefore we take Talmidei Chachamim who we are sure of their status as Ksherim. And that's a proof, therefore, to that which Rabbi Yehuda Merav said, and which we paskin, that the heter of Yichud with two men is only by Ksherim and not by Prutzim. Then the Gemara wants to be done for the Raya and says, no, perhaps the reason why we send Talmidei Chachamim is in order that they should be able to be Masra and to warn the husband that he's not allowed to have relations with his wife, and they'll be able to explain that to him. It's not necessarily because of the distinction between Ksherim and Prutzim, and therefore it's not really proof positive to the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Merav that we require Ksherim. Then the Gemara goes on and says that from this same Mishnah we have a proof to the other halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Merav that baderech you have to have an extra man, because asks the Gemara, why do we have to have two Talmid Chachamim to escort the husband? Why not just send one Talmid Chacham to escort the husband, and then you'll have two men, the Talmid Chacham and the husband and the Baal? Why do you have to have a Shnei Talmid Chachamim? Says the Gemara, that's a proof that baderech you have to have an extra man, so therefore we have to have two Talmid Chachamim in order that if one of the parties has to go to the bathroom, there should remain two men together with the woman. The Gemara is doing for that raya as well, and to note, that's also not proof positive to Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Perhaps really baderech you also only have to have two men, and the reason why we send two Talmidei Chachamim is in order that when they get to Yerushalayim, they should be able to say edus that the husband had or did not have relations with his wife, on the basis of which we'll know whether or not to drink, to give her the mayim hameorim to drink. So again, from this Mishnah, there isn't proof positive to this second halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Merav either. But nonetheless, we do paskin like these two halachas of Rabbi Yehuda Merav, and therefore, presumably, the pshat in the Mishnah cites why you have to have two Talmidei Chachamim, why dafka Talmidei Chachamim, and why dafka two, is because of these two halachas of Rabbi Yehuda Merav, that you have to have an extra person baderech, and that you have to have ksherim and not prutzim. So that's the way, that's the Gemara. So now comes the Beit Meir, and he asks the following question. First of all, he asks, who exactly over here of these men who are going to escort this woman up to Yerushalayim, namely the husband and the two Talmidei Chachamim, who are the men whom we are afraid might perhaps be mizaneh with this woman and who therefore have to be protected from an Isser of Yichud? So one of the men, of course, is the husband, who is also to have relations with his wife. He certainly is also b'yichud, and he needs the protection of having so many men here that an Isser Yichud shouldn't take place. But what about the Shomrim, the Talmidei Chachamim themselves? Are they also players over here? Are they also at risk of perhaps being mezana with this woman? And do they also need the safety of numbers to prevent an Isser Yichud? Or perhaps not? Because after all, this woman is accompanied by her husband, and we have a rule, which we already learned about, that by the Ba'ir, that if a woman's husband is in town, and certainly if he's here in the room present with the woman, so that takes off the Isser of Yichud. So here, one could argue, perhaps, that since the husband is here together with his wife, so there's no Isser of Yichud for the two Talmidei Chachamim. And even though the husband, of course, might have to relieve himself and go off the road to the bathroom, but that's the chayra no worse than by the Ba'ir. A husband prevents his wife from being subject to an Isser of Yichud, even if he's not present in the room, even if he's away, as long as she's constantly afraid of his imminent arrival. So if the husband goes away for a few minutes to go to the bathroom, l'chayr is still no worse than by the Ba'ir. And therefore one could argue that these Talmidei Chachamim are really not at risk. They're not subject to the Isser of Yichud. They're only there to prevent Yichud for the husband. But they themselves perhaps don't have the Isser of Yichud. That would seem to be the pashtus. But if that's the case, asks the Beis Meir, then why do you have to have Talmidei Chachamim here at all? Even if you would take two prutzim, two lowlives, to accompany this husband to Yerushalayim. But since they themselves are not subject to the Isser Yichud, because for them it's a situation of Baal Ba'ir, and the Shittas HaRambam, as we've seen, is that whenever you have somebody who's Shomer, who's not able to be Mizaneh, even if he's a Porus, as long as he's prevented from being Mizaneh, because it's Yishayim in the case of the Rambam, or because it's Baila Be'ir L'chorah in the case that we're talking about over here. So he serves as a Shomer to prevent an Issur Yichud from going into effect. So that's the case. So over here, why do these two men have to be Talmidei Chachamim? Let them not be Talmidei Chachamim. Even if they're not Talmidei Chachamim, they should be able to prevent the Issur Yichud because it's a case of Baila Be'ir, and Baila Be'ir prevents Yichud. So that's a riot. Says the Beis Meir, what do you have to say? Behechrich, you have to say that here you don't have the heter of Baila Be'ir, because since the wife became usher to her husband, because she's a Saita, so in a case where the wife is usher to her husband, so the husband-wife relationship has been compromised, and the heter of Baila Be'ir goes away. So in this case, the heter of Baila Be'ir is not applicable. Oh, so that's step one of the Beis Meir's proof. So now the Beis Meir goes a further step. Now that we've established, says the Beis Meir, that in this case of Baila, that there is no din of Baila Be'ir, and therefore not only is the Baal at risk, but the two Talmidei Chachamim who accompany the Baal are also at risk, asks the Beis Meir, so now we have a new question. Why do you have to, what is it help to have two Talmidei Chachamim? After all, we're always afraid, baderech, that one of these three people is going to go to the bathroom. So what happens if one of these Talmidei Chachamim goes to the bathroom? So who's going to remain? One Talmid Chacham with the Baal. The Baal himself is not a Talmid Chacham. For all we know, the Baal might very well be a Poros. So who's going to remain over here? One Kosher and one Poros. Echad Kosher, Echad Poros. So what's the heter? It's a situation of Echad Kosher, Echad Poros. And Echad Kosher, Echad Poros. Chorot Yichud. So how's it mutter? The raya, says the Beis Meir, from here is a raya to the Mashal, that Echad Kosher Ve'Echad Poros is Mutter. I say that to the Beis Meir. Well, so if this is the case, so why is, if the Beis Meir himself brings this proof that the Mashal is right, that Echad Kosher Ve'Echad Poros is Mutter, so why is it that the Beis Meir himself holds that Echad Kosher Ve'Echad Poros is Osur? So the answer is because the Beis Meir goes a step further. And he says that if you look at the Rif, you'll notice that the Rif Lehalocha quotes the first halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Merav, that you have to have Ksherim and not Prutzim. But the Rif is Mashmit, he leaves out altogether the second halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Merav, that Baderach, you need an extra person. So why does the Rif leave it out? It's a Pella, it's a Perish Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Merav. The Rif should bring it Lehalocha. Why does the Rif expunge the second halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Merav from the halacha? Said to Beis Meir, the answer is that the Rif took it as axiomatic that Echad Kosher Echad Poros is as bad as Shnei Putzim. And therefore the Rif was bothered by this very kasha. What does it help to have two Talmidei Chachamim with the Baal on the way to Yerushalayim? Why aren't we afraid that one of the Talmidei Chachamim will go to the bathroom and what will remain is an Echad Kosher Echad Poros, which Rabbi Yehuda Merav says is no good. You have to have Ksher. So the Rif said, based on this problem, the Rif concluded that it must be that one of two things. Either you don't really have to have Ksher, and the Heter of Shnei Anoshim is even by Putzim, or you don't have to have an extra person by Derech, and we're not choshes that one person will go to the bathroom. Even the Rabbi Yehuda Merav said that both of these things are not true. Rabbi Yehuda Merav said that you have to have Ksher, and Rabbi Yehuda Merav said that you have to have an extra person by Derech. So the Rif understood, because of this very difficulty, the Rif understood that these two halachos of Rabbi Yehuda Merav are really arguing with each other. And it's like an Ika D'Amri in the Gemara, even though the Gemara itself doesn't use the words of Ika D'Amri. But it's really an Ika D'Amri. We have two halachos that are ascribed to Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Either that you have to have Cherub, or that Baderech you have to have an extra person. One of those two halachos is true, but they're not both true. And they can't both be true. Because if they would both be true, if you would have to have Cherim and you would have to have an extra person Baderech, then we wouldn't be able to explain why when they go to Yerushalayim they're able to get by with two Talmidei Chachamim in the Baal, we would have to have three Talmidei Chachamim. So therefore something has to give. Either Baderech you don't need an extra person, or you don't have to have Cherim at all. And the two Lashon, the two Halachas of Rav Yehuda Merav are arguing with each other. It's like a Lishna Kama and a Lishna Basra. And the Rif Paskin like the Lishna Kama, but you have to have Ksherim, and because you have to have Ksherim, you don't have to have an extra person. And that's why the Rif left out the halacha that baderech you need an extra person. And this is all based on the fact that the Rif, says the Beis Meir, assumed that echad koshuv, echad poros is really usher, not like the mashal. And therefore, says the Beis Meir, from here is a proof that echad koshuv, echad poros is usher, not like the heter of the mashal. It's a very beautiful cheshbon. Em is a very beautiful cheshbon in the Rif. But nonetheless, the fact is that the Shulchan Aruch paskins both halachas of Rabbi Yehuda Merav, both the halacha that you have to have kshirim, and the halacha that baderech you need an extra person. So apparently the Shulchan Aruch held that both things are true lahalacha. It's not an either or situation, not like the Rif. What about the Shnei Talmidei Chachamim? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, at least, we would have a proof to the Shita of the Beis Meir, of the Mashal rather, that Echad Kosher and Echad Porot is Mutter. I ought to add that at a previous occasion we had suggested, if you'll remember, that perhaps even according to the Rambam, who holds that if you have one person who's Shomur because of Ishtayimoy from being Mezana, so he serves as a Shomer to prevent the Issa Yichud from going into effect. But we suggested at the time that it could be that Ishto Imoy, if you have a woman who's a Baila Ba'ir, so even though it's Mutter to be Mishyachad with her, but she's not Mishumeris. It's Mutter to be Mishyachad with her because it's like Pesach Pasuach, when Midaikim will join us Rambam, but she's not really Mishumeris, there's no Shomer present, and therefore she cannot serve as a Shomer to prevent the Issa Yichud from other people. So that being the case, one could perhaps argue over here that maybe the cheshbon breaks down at the very beginning. The Beis Meir had a cheshbon that why over here? Why did he tell me to chum him in the first place? Why don't you say that it's a case of baila b'ir? And therefore, even if you have pusim, but since they're shomer, so they could be a shomer because it's baila b'ir, so they could be a shomer for the baal being mezana. But that was the beginning of the Beis Meir's cheshbon. But based on what we said on that occasion, the Baal of Ir is not a Shemira. So maybe over here, the Cheshbon would break down at the very beginning, because the two Talmidei Chachamim, they can't be Shomrim for the Baal, because Baal of Ir is not a Shemira. But I think it's not true. Because even if Baal of Ir is not a Shemira, that's only if the husband is not here. So if the husband is not here, so then we said Baal of Ir is just he's likely to walk in. It's like Pesach Pasuach. But it's not a Shemira per se, since he's not present. But here, if the husband is not present, then we don't need a shmir, because the husband's not together with his wife. The husband only needs a shmir when he's here. And when he's here, it's more than baal of ir. When the husband is here, it's mamish that the baal is present on the spot. If the baal is present on the spot, that should certainly, according to the Rambam, take off the issur of yichud, and therefore, you shouldn't need Talmid Chachamim at all. It should be enough to have putzim. It's a raya, as the Beis Meir said, that since the husband is also to his wife, we don't have the din of baal of ir, because the marriage relationship has been compromised, and therefore the cheshbon is back on track, and it seems to be a sound proof to the heter of the mashal that echad kosher ve'echad porutz is mutter. And I want to talk for a couple of minutes about the din of baderech, which we just saw in the Gemara, that baderech, you always have to have an extra person, and therefore two, even ksherim, would not be enough, you have to have three ksherim. And even though the Rif does not bring that down la'alocha, but the Shulchan Aruch does, the Ramah, brings it down in dino, that baderech, you have to have an extra person. You have to have three men, three ksherim, to go with her. The Darkei Moshe, the Ramah on the tour in the Darkei Moshe, brings a qualification, a kula from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Talmud of the Rosh, who said, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, that this din, that baderech, we're always afraid that one of the men is going to go to relieve himself, lefanois, and therefore leave the other man behind and create an Issur of Yichud, and therefore baderech you have to have an extra person. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that that's only true if the men are traveling with the intent l'shoimra to watch this lady, to protect her, baderech. But if they're not traveling l'shoimra, so then it's mutter even if there are two men who are going with this woman. Because if they're not going l'shoimra, says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, I'm not afraid that one of the men is going to go to the bathroom and leave the other man behind. Because since after all, we're talking about men who are ksherim, and men who are ksherim don't want to be in a situation of yichud. So if one man has to leave to go relieve himself, the other man, being that he doesn't want to be in a siyachid with this woman, will accompany the first man to the side of the road. and he won't stay behind with the woman. The Isser is only, the requirement of an extra man is only when they're traveling with Shomra. Since they're traveling with Shomra, so we're afraid they're going to want to watch her, they're not going to want to leave her alone. The whole reason why they're traveling with her is to stay with her and protect her. So in that case, we have to have an extra man. We're afraid that one man is going to stay behind with the woman. But if they're not traveling with Shomra, then says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it's mutter even to have two Ksherim travel with this woman. Rabbeinu Yeruchim himself doesn't say what's the source for this distinction. But the Achronim say that it's based on a story in the Gemara. The Gemara has a story quoted on a previous occasion where Rav was traveling together with Rabbi Yehuda, I believe, and they were traveling Baderech, and they met up with a certain woman who was also traveling. So Rav said to Rabbi Yehuda, Dal Karech Mekame Gehenim, this is a Gehenim situation, a Yichud situation, we have to get out of here in a hurry. So Rabbi Yehuda said to him, why is this a problem? After all, we're Ksherim. And didn't you yourself say that Ksherim are mutter to be mityachin, two men with one woman? So Rav answered him, who says that we're Ksherim? Chanina Bapopi, he's a kosher. We ourselves, we don't necessarily qualify as Ksherim. That was the Gemara. And you'll remember, we had a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ran, which I mentioned before, how seriously to take this statement of Rav. Was this only a midas chasidus? He didn't want to be maimon ba'asmoy. Or did he really mean that you have to have Ksherim like Rav Chanina Bapopi, just regular Tanoim even, regular Amaroim, don't count as Ksherim in the context of Yichud. But anyway, the Achronim point out that here you had two men, Rav Yehuda and Rav, and it was Baderech. So how could Rav Yehuda say to Rav that with Ksherim and it should be Mutter, even if they were Ksherim, but there were only two of them, and Baderech you have to have a third Kosher. So from here, Rabbi Yeruchim derived, say the Achronim, that since they weren't traveling with Shomro, they weren't traveling to protect this woman. They happened to meet her up on the road. They met up with her on the road. They weren't traveling with her. They certainly weren't traveling to protect her. So Rabbi Yeruchim said, from here is a proof that as long as they're not traveling l'shoimra, you don't have to have three men, and two ksherim would be sufficient. There's a question in the Achronim, what exactly is the definition of l'shoimra? The Shev Yaakov says that l'shoimra means that even if they're traveling, not explicitly because they want to protect this woman, they're just traveling, they're traveling with this woman. So the Shev Yaakov says that's also called l'shoimra. Since they're traveling with her, she's their traveling companion, they certainly don't want anything to happen to her. So that's, by definition, the case of l'shoimra. Not l'shoimra, which Rabbeinu Yeruchim is mafir, is in a case like Rabbi Yehuda and Rav, where they just were on the road and they met a woman who was a complete stranger to them, and they happened to be traveling together with her. That's the case that's not l'shoimra, that Rabbeinu Yeruchim was mafir. That's what the Shev Yaakov maintains. The Noda of Yehuda disagrees. The Noda of Yehuda says l'shoimra means that they're traveling explicitly to guard her. But if they're not traveling explicitly to guard her, even if they're traveling together, it's not called l'shoimra, and it would fall under the heter of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and it would be mutter even with two ksherim. So that's the machlokes now to understand Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Then there's also machlokes among the Nozakelim and the Shulchan Aruch, whether or not we can rely lehalacha on this kula of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, since Rambam doesn't bring it in the Shulchan Aruch. So it's a question whether or not we can rely on this heter of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. I would think that the Zman Hazeh, we're all together, the chash of Lefanois, that maybe somebody's going to leave to go to the bathroom, is b'chal, not such a serious chash nowadays. People, when they travel today, they don't usually stop to go to the bathroom on the side of the road. If they have to go to the bathroom, so they go to a rest area or a garage, which is a place where you have people circulating, it's not a mokim sanua, and altogether there's no problem with Yichud over there. So today, where even Baderech, it's rather far-fetched that it will really be a problem of Lefanois, so it's questionable altogether if the halacha of Baderech applies. Certainly, I think there would be room to rely on Rabbeinu Yeruchim and to allow two ksherim rather than three, as long as they're not traveling explicitly l'shoimra, which, at least by the Noda of Yehuda's definition, they would usually be the case. This Rabbeinu Yeruchim has a sort of repercussion to a different halacha as well. The Drisha brings a minog that used to that was common in his time. Very often a woman would have to travel from town to town, and the Balei Agolo were generally going. So there would be a woman who needed to go to a different town,
and she would be ferried by a balagola. So of course it's a problem of Yichud. It's a man, a par, it's a guy, together with the woman. Even if Pelshe would be a problem, certainly since the man is a par. So the minog was, said the Drishot, that the woman would take with her as a traveling companion a koton or a ktano. Because there is a halacha, which we'll learn about later on, that a koton or ktano who have reached the age where they are yoidim tam bio, they recognize bio when they see it, or at least they recognize that it's not normal behavior, and therefore they would, anything they see of such a nature, they will report to others. But they themselves are too young to be meister asmum libio. They themselves are not going to be tempted into participating in the bio. So there is a halacha that such a ktano or koton could serve as a shomer and together with prevent a situation of yichud. So if you have a man and a woman together with a koton or a ktano, so that saves the that prevents an yichud from going into effect. So based on that heter, based on that halacha, which is a halacha psukah, so the minhag was that a woman who has to travel with a balagola would take a child with her as a shomer. So the Drisha raises the problem, even though it's true, says the Drisha, that a koton or a kana of this age, that yoidim tam bio, vein moishim asmulim lubio, can serve as a shomer to prevent yichud. But here we're talking about baderech. The woman is traveling with this balagola. And baderech is always a shash, that one of the travelers is going to leave, to go and relieve himself by the side of the road, leaving the other travelers behind. So in this case, why aren't we afraid that this child, Koton or Ktano, is going to have to go relieve himself, and he'll leave the woman behind with the balagola, and it's going to create a situation of yichud, and it should be also. So why is it, what's the heter? So answers the Drisha, that the heter of this minog is based, says the Drisha, on the svar of Rabbeinu Yerucham, that from Jews don't want to be left in a situation of yichud, and will therefore leave in order to get out of a situation of yichud, unless it's a case of l'shoyma. So here, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, since this woman is obviously not traveling to protect the balagola, she has no interest in remaining behind with the balagola, and on the contrary, her interest is not to be left in a situation of yichud. So should it ever happen that the child will have to leave to relieve himself, the woman will go with the child and not stay with the balagola, and therefore there is no issur of yichud. That's the pesach of the Drisha, and it's followed by the Taz as well. Comes the Mashal, and he disagrees. The Mashal says he thinks that this is also. And the reason why he says that it's also is because we're choshesh that the balagolo and the woman will leave the child behind and go off to a mokim sanua to be mezana. In other words, we're afraid, as in every situation of yichud, that the man will be mefata the woman. In this case, the balagolo will be mefata the woman who's traveling with him. And even though there's another person there, this child, so if the child would be an adult, so then perhaps the balagol and the woman wouldn't be able to leave to a mokam sanua and leave this adult behind. Obviously the adult would catch on that something is fishy, and if they wouldn't be able to do it. But since the person they're traveling with is a child, so the child, if they can't be mezad in front of the child, that must the child is yodea tam bio, sophisticated enough to know that they can't be mezad in front of him. But the child is not so sophisticated to realize that if the balagol and the woman leave for a few minutes, perhaps they're going off to a makam sanua pesnus, that the child is not going to understand. And therefore, it says the Mashal, we have to be choshesh that the balagola and the woman will leave the child behind and go off to a makam sanua and be mezane, and therefore it falls under the heading of yichud. That's the pshak of the Mashal, and in which he differs, in which he argues with the Drisha and the Taz. So the truth is that this Mashal needs to be understood. Because after all, generally speaking, as the Taz himself points out, we are only choshesh that a man is going to be mefata a woman. If the woman is kosher or the man is kosher, we're only choshesh for this where they're already in a situation of yichud, in which the etzara is shalit. The situation of yichud is a volatile situation. It's a sexual situation in which there's already present aroused a yetzara of nus. So then we're always choshesh within a situation of yichud that nus is going to take place. But if you have a situation that's not yichud, so then we're never choshesh that the man and the woman are going to go into a yichud situation in order to be mezanet. For example, we have a loch of Pesach Pasuach L'Shusharabim. You have a man and a woman in a room, and they're alone in the room, and nobody else is present, but the door to the Rosh Hashanah is open.
or according to some shitas, it's enough even if the door is unlocked and somebody might walk in. We'll talk about it on a different occasion when we talk about Pesach Pasuach. So that's mutter. The Gemara says Pesach Pasuach l'shus rabim is mutter. So the Taz points out, why is that mutter? Why aren't we chayshish that the man, or the woman for that matter, the man will be mafat to the woman, and they'll go and they'll lock the door, and they'll be mezana. So why should we also on that basis? So the Taz explains that it's only when they're already in a situation of yichud that the Yetzer first begins, and we're first chayshish, and it's going to be mefater. But here, since it's a situation where it's Pesach Pasuach l'shus rabim, so they're not in a yichud situation, they're in a non-yichud situation. We're never chayshish that they're going to go from a non-yichud situation into a yichud situation. Chayshish is svar pshuto, the svar is mukhuk from the halacha Pesach Pasuach. So if that's the case, it's very difficult to understand the mashal. Why is the mashal chayshish? You have a man and a woman and a child. So right now they're not in a yichud situation because the child is a shomer, she's yedat tambir, anything she sees she'll be megala. So they're not now in a yichud situation. So if they're not now in a yichud situation, so why should we possibly be chayshish that the man and the woman, the man will be mafater, and they'll go off to a makam sanua into a yichud situation and be mezana? We're never chayshish that they're going to go from a non yichud situation into a yichud situation. So what's the pshat in the mashal? So apparently the mashal holds that when a man and a woman are alone with a child, that is a yichud situation. Because since the child is not able to understand any divrei ritsui or divrei pitui, any conversations that the man and the woman might have, so he's free to be mefat to the woman. He's only constrained that he can't be mezana with her in front of the child. But in every other sense, they're in a yichud situation. They're alone in the middle of nowhere on a road. He's able to say whatever he wants without any fear of interruption. His only fear is that his only constraint is that he can't be mezana in front of the child. That, according to the mashal, is a yichud situation. It's a yichud situation with the one caveat that he can't actually be mezana. But in every other sense, it is a yichud situation, and therefore, once it's a yichud situation, we have to be afraid that since the shmir is not really effective, because the child only sees what's right in front of him or her. But if they go off into a mokum tanur, the child won't see them. So therefore, since they're in a yichud situation, and the shmir is not really effective because they could leave the child behind and go off and be mezana, therefore the mashal maintains that this is usur, and you don't have the heter of the child being present. That's the shot of the mashal. Again, the Taz and the Rishon disagree, and they say it is an effective shmira, since right now they can't be mezana. It's not a yichud situation, and we're never chayshish, as the Taz explains, that they'll go from a non-yichud situation into a yichud situation. But the mashal apparently views this kind of case where they're able to talk freely and to behave freely. The only constraint is from Znus Mamish, that's a yichud situation, and therefore it is also according to the mashal. So based on this mashal, the Rashulchan says that even if they're in town, if you have a man and a woman in a house with a child, so the quick halacha is that the child could be a shomer. The Aruch HaShulchan maintains that that's only if there's only one room. And therefore there's nowhere where they can go and be away from the prying eyes of the child. But if you have a house that has many rooms, and the house is locked, and nobody can walk in from the Rishus HaRabim, and the only shmira present is a child, so then, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's also because they could go into another room and be mezana. The child won't realize that there was a reason why they went into the other room. The child is only able to prevent, to constrain what happens in front of his eyes. He can't constrain what happens in other rooms. Since they're free to go into another room, the Aruch HaShulchan says that it would be, based on this mashal, that would be also. But Moshe Feinstein, based on this, in the Hasid Shubha, in the last chalik, which is a somewhat controversial chalik, of the Igros Moshe, but in any event, Moshe there, if it is a reliable tshuva, Moshe has a very great chumer. Moshe maintains, he quotes this mashal, and he holds that you have to be machmir for this mashal. B'shas Tzadchak, he says you could rely on the Taz and the Drisha, but basically he feels that one should be chayshish for this mashal. So Moshe says, Moshe maintains that if you have an open window, so an open window, Moshe apparently holds, is not like a Pesach Pasuach L'shus HaRabim. Because nobody's going to walk in, the door is locked.
people can see him. Seeing in, Rabbi Moshe holds, is tantamount to a child. In other words, the man's not constrained. He can say whatever he wants, and he can talk to the woman in any way that he wants. The only thing that he's constrained from doing is actually being mezane in front of the open window. Just as he's only constrained from actually being mezane in front of the child. So Rabbi Moshe holds that if you have a case, let's say you have a man and a woman alone in the house, and the door is locked, and it's not Pesach Pasuach, but they're in the living room and the window is open and people can see in from the outside. So Rav Moshe says that if they could go into other rooms in the house where they'll be hidden from the outside, so that's also because we're choshish, like the Mashal, that they'll go into another room and they'll be mezane. Similarly, Rav Moshe maintains that if you have a man and a woman alone in a car, and the car is locked, nobody can just walk into the car, but of course people can see in, the windows are open, people can see into the car. So Rav Moshe maintains that there also, it's a situation of yichud. It only has the constraint of analogous to a child being present. They can't be mezana in front of the open window. We have to be choshish that they'll drive off to a mokim tanua and be mezana. And therefore, he maintains that's a situation of yichud, at least according to the Mashal, and it is also, unless the Shas Chak, he says you could rely on the Taz and the Drisha. This is a very great Chumrah. Most Poskim don't hold this way. Most Poskim hold that an open window is like Pesach Pasuach L'Shusar Abim, and it's not a situation of Yichud at all. The Moshe apparently maintains, he doesn't make it explicit, the Moshe just says that an open window is analogous to the Mashal. It doesn't explain how it's different from a Pesach Pasuach. Presumably, this is the explanation that Moshe holds. Since they can say whatever they want, they're not constrained in their behavior except that they can't actually be mezana. So it's like a child. It's called a yichud situation with a constraint. The constraint is only effective if there's no way that they can go off to a mokum sanua to be mezana. They can go off to a mokum sanua, but Moshe holds that based on this mashal, unless b'shas v'chak, but at least the chatchilo, he holds that that's a situation to be avoided.